from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
And then we got Dave Wannstedt coming up at 5. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Jason Alexander.
Finally, I'm rolling with the kind of crowd I was born to be with.
Afternoons on the Score.
What do you see with Caleb?
Special. I think for me, just really like hearing it and, of course, kind of getting out there and kind of waiting to see what he really looks like and how he looks spinning the ball. Of course, for me, it was as advertised. I think it's definitely something that is special, something that I haven't seen.
That's Jalen Johnson with Colin Cowherd. Dave Wannstedt will be here in studio with us at 5 o'clock, which is a lot of fun. Texter says, Wani at 5? Shane, you want to break the news to people?
Yeah, Wani's going to be at 5 every week this year. And if you ask Wani, it's always been that way.
Right.
Especially when he moved us back to 4 and he said, no, it's always been that way. I've always been at 4.
It's very confusing. I was 5 in Florida.
Yeah.
But it was 4 here.
Yeah.
And now he wants it to be 5 here.
Whoa.
Yeah, time zones, man.
I think Wani just feels bad about drinking at 4 p.m.
I
so
doubt
that's
that.
Why he had to move back
no,
to 5.
As he famously sings.
Yeah, what are we going to do about that?
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's 5 o'clock right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, right here.
But that's still true. Like, people listening on the app, it could be 5 o'clock anywhere, even if it's not 5.
Right. Yeah, and the way that you guys break, there's no way the Open's going to be playing at 5 o'clock.
Sure.
Amen.
And all we need to do, is add a layer of self-awareness and say, it's 5 o'clock right here. And that's why it's time for Dave Wannstedt.
Yep.
Look at that. We solved it as a show. Good job,
so
everybody.
So, Wani, every Thursday, 5 p.m. this year.
Last time we talked to Wani, you promised to make him his cocktail of choice if he was going to be in studio.
Yes, we're doing a sidecar today. Danny sponsored this time, and we have enough liquor to get him a few sidecars for a few weeks here.
You going to have a sidecar there, Danny?
Happy to. Right. Happy to have you're going to make sidecars?
Yeah, I'm just not doing cognac. I don't like cognac. And
that's fine.
Wani did his with bourbon in Florida, so we got a nice Koval rye out of Ravenswood.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Koval's great. Looking forward to it. That'll be lovely. Coming up at 5 o'clock. I'll be happy to do that with Wani. I think what Grody did in that report there was fair. It was interesting because he wasn't reporting on what had happened, but it was very clearly informed, maybe sourced background information. I believe what he was saying about the idea of Caleb pushing on the fifth-year option and how he doesn't have a certified agent, but he has lawyers and he's got labor lawyers. And by the way, I agree with the premise. I'm the guy who says that there shouldn't be a draft. It should be an open, free market, and teams should have to recruit these kids and say, yeah, we're the best place for you to sign and go there. Like, it is a capped system, and their wages are fixed, and things that we don't love about capitalism and a free marketplace and all of those sort of things. But I like that Caleb is a free thinker, just like he was testing the Bears. Do I want to go to the Bears? Should I ask questions about why they've never had a good quarterback? Why have they never had a 30-touchdown quarterback, a 4,000-yard passer? He can pull those levers and push those buttons and ask those questions all he wants. There's just very limited things that he actually can do within the structure of this union and the collective bargaining agreement that exists.
Yeah, I hope it's clear to the listeners, because not only are you there, but I'm there as well in terms of, hey, you're a young football player. playing a sport where bodies break down all the time. You have an opportunity right now to cash in. There's no guarantee that Caleb Williams, because of the physicality of football and human musculature, gets to that second contract and gets, you know, $200 million with $80 million guaranteed or whatever it's going to be. There's no guarantee of that.
Yeah,
so if you can fight to get that fifth year guaranteed, you should fight to get that guaranteed.
Well, or to have no fifth year option at all.
Sure.
You know, just no.
Just give me the 4-year deal.
Yeah, exactly. I want to hit free agency as soon as possible.
And it's obviously incredibly unlikely that you could get that done as the one guy trying to negotiate that, no matter how good your lawyers can be. But you could also set a little bit of a precedent, or, you know, get something in the bank towards the next labor stoppage, when this may very well be an issue for the entire Players Association of the NFL. As we're talking about it, you, me, and Mark Grody, a lot, there were some texters saying, like, this is really reckless speculation or whatever. It's like, no, this is conversation. And if they are hearing some kind of judgment of Caleb, they're actually hearing that wrong. Like, I like that players are getting paid now in college football. I like that. I like that some of these young players coming in are pushing against the indentured servitude that is the NFL, even if it makes for a better and more watchable product for us. You know, it's a system that works, but it's a system that's largely unfair.
Well, I admitted the bias during the draft lead up when Cowherd was reporting on some of the stuff about Caleb asking the Bears some questions and being unsure of the Bears. I was like, guys, we have to take this as serious here, because he knows him. He knows his camp. And while I, of course, am pro player and would get it and would celebrate, I'm like, I don't want it to happen to my team.
Right.
So if Caleb's going to be some sort of like union busting guy, like, man, his fight's with the union. It's not with, like, he's a Bear. He's excited to be a Bear. When he speaks and he's asked that line of questioning, I'll be interested in how much he wants to put it on himself. My guess is not much, because he's a rookie. Like, my guess is we're going to cover this dude's 15-year career in Chicago, and the things that he's willing to come out and say publicly are going to mature over the course of it. My guess is right now it's going to be, I'm just here to win, get the respect of my teammates,
hey,
got to follow before you can lead, got to learn the playbook.
It's the way he talked about not giving his medicals to anybody but the Bears at the combine.
Yeah.
You know, this is just what I'm going to do. No disrespect to anybody, but this is, you know, the guy is, if indeed this stuff is true, he's just trying to push a cause further that a lot of players will get behind him about.
Oh, it'll be, I mean, Deshaun Watson got a fully guaranteed contract.
It's crazy,
given all of the obvious red flags around him as in his personal life.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't happened since. Hasn't him since. But maybe Caleb's the next guy who gets one. You know, like maybe it's, no, man, I want it. It'll take a special player, special set of circumstances to really change those sort of, and a team to give it to him. The Chiefs haven't done it to Mahomes.
Hey, man, the MLB media and MLB owners crapped all over Kurt Flood when he completely broke the system. He and his lawyers completely broke the system and paved the way for modern MLB free agency and eventually all of pro sports free agency. So if there's any backlash to Caleb or others as they push this stuff forward, it will fade into the appropriate place in history.
I'm just saying that even also, like, the whether or not these questions are happening and are being pushed by Caleb, so far it has played out remarkably conventional. He didn't leverage his way out of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
He's not holding out.
Signed his deal.
Isn't challenging the collective bargaining agreement. Isn't asking for ownership.
Yeah.
Is embracing the city. You know what I mean? There's really nothing that has happened with this, oh, is he Hollywood? Oh, is he a diva? Oh, is his dad going to be a problem? Oh, is it going to be a thing that he doesn't have an agent? Nothing's really happened.
I got it. And I like that it hasn't. I'm very relieved that it hasn't. But There are reasons that some of us have been scared. There are reasons that Grody went digging into this stuff today. You know, it's
again, I'm not saying that the questions are not being asked by him and his lawyers behind the scenes to see if and where there are any vulnerabilities for him to maximize his leverage. He should, and I support it. I'm just saying the results have been very straightforward.
Yeah, they absolutely have. And a lot of that, some of that is due to the current system where it's not even really a thing. Like we're not that far removed from damaging rookie holdouts. I mean, rookie holdouts sucked in the NFL because you would sometimes...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Sometimes get a situation, whether it's Jamarcus Russell or Joey Bosa or, you know, Michael Crabtree had a long holdout and like, you know, and teams were left wondering whether a player would even play for them. And if it's an offensive player of consequence, missing all of that training camp install, missing all of the learning curve, you know, an entire season, if not just the first half of a season, could be disrupted. So Steph, you know, it's better. It's better, but I think it's, to answer your question from before the break, I think it's completely fair conversation and non-judgmentally too.
Yeah, and I think Bears fans again should be ready for it, but not turned off by it. It's okay, and it's not, by no indication at this point is it going to hurt the Bears. It might be a talking point. Like, you know what I mean? It might make Pro Football Talk.
Sure.
It might make Pat McAfee's show. Like, but Caleb's going to be a star quarterback. You know, he's going to be an agenda setter. He's going to be, I mean, Joe Burrow talked about an 18-game schedule on part of my thing. He's a leader among players. He's a star quarterback who's been in a Super Bowl, been in an AFC Championship game, signed a huge contract that was record-setting in terms of average annual value. Like Caleb is hopefully going to be swimming in those waters of, you know, record-setting guy who does whatever he can for the union and for players.
The texter asks, is having multiple lawyers and labor lawyers, is that still cheaper than an agent? Yes. The agent will take a percentage for the lifetime of the contract.
Right, even if it's a very small percentage, even if it's 2 or 3% on a deal, right? I mean, if you just have like a lawyer on retainer and then you pay him an hourly rate or whatever the case may be. But yeah, Caleb's got a team of people.
And it's still cheaper than the classic
probably
NFL lawyer agent thing. It might be a little scarier, but maybe less so now that Lamar Jackson didn't have one and Roquan Smith didn't have one and more.
Yeah, and I don't even know. It'd be interesting to hear him talk about it. I'd be a little surprised if it was about money. If it was really about saving the 2% on his NFL contract. Or if it was about, my dad is a commercial real estate developer, and I've had a charitable foundation and have been negotiating NIL money for forever, and I've got lawyers that I trust that work for me. And they don't work for what's the name of Chris Jones's agent? You remember that guy? He was on Monday Night Football or Sunday Night Football in the stands. And
St. Omni?
No. St. Omni was Roquan Smith.
You mean Daniel Jones's agent? You said Chris Jones?
No. Chris Jones of the Chiefs when he.
Oh, I thought you meant the guy we had on. You know the.
No, that wasn't Daniel Jones. That was Tommy DeVito. Yeah.
Tommy DeVito's agent.
No,
his name was Bada Bing Bada Boom. Hey, my name is Bada Bing, Bada Boom.
Chris Jones's agent is similar to that guy. He was two dudes. It was like they were two brothers.
in a trench coat, one stacked on top of the other.
Look at the picture. It is like that. Chris Jones.
The two of them were stacked.
They were 2 9-year-olds.
One held
a cigar and a painted-on mustache.
The point I'm making is relevant. Danny.
They put Powers in a basketball and gave it to Charles Barkley.
Michael Katz. You should know his name.
Thank you.
What are we doing here?
He only reps Chris Jones. And so Chris Jones held out.
Oh, these two dudes, man.
See?
Holy cow.
Thank you.
Stack them on top of each other with a trench coat.
Thank God. You. These guys are apparently hated in NFL circles because they were like, we rep Chris Jones and only Chris Jones, and he is so good that we are going to ask for record-setting guarantees for non-quarterbacks, all of these sort of things. He held out. He missed games. He went to a Chiefs game, the opener, with his agents in the box next to him.
Were they in a trench coat?
And they were just flooding the whole system.
Michael J. Katz.
Thank you.
The Katz brothers.
Thank you. The Katz brothers. Thank you. And they signed him to this deal, and it was like, oh, he's operating outside of the system a little bit, and he got this huge contract.
I love their delicatessen.
I got to say, a long line, but it's really worth it. Very expensive. They got a photo of Elliot Gould up there and the Wu-Tang Clan.
I'll have what she's having.
Dude, yeah. He only retweets stuff about Chris Jones.
It's because he's his only client.
What a life.
And so this guy, it's like if Caleb maybe just has this dude who's his lawyer, whomever, who he trusts, it's like, yeah, he works for me.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to have a relationship with the Vikings and the Lions and the Patriots and 17 other clients around the league and curry favor and I'll settle on this because it's gonna help you.
Who's gonna send him the box of fruit from Harry and David at Christmas?
I know, but yeah, I mean
who's gonna send him that?
The agent's gift. Oh, that's what my 5% was worth this year.
This is from the family and Chris Jones. Please take this basket of fruit.
Please enjoy this basket of fruit.
Thank you for eventually letting me land that plane.
Tommy DeVito better.
It was, but he didn't make as much money as Chris Jones.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
That guy was managing appearances at Italian restaurants in New York. I mean, Chris Jones got $30 million plus a year as a defensive lineman. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. We got him before national media did.
Yeah, that's true.
And he was holding those pizza places hostage, by the way.
Oh, he got a great rate.
To get more money.
Who made more friends along the way, though, huh? You ever think about that?
Yeah, that's a good
point. Probably Tommy DeVito.
And that guy's name, we didn't look it up. It's Bada Bing Bada Boom, right? That's his name.
Yeah, Shane, what was DeVito's agent's name?
Michael J. Katz.
No.
Oh, wait. Wait, what? Who?
We had him on the show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
His name was Manny's Deli.
I still text the guy every once in a while. Sean Stellato.
Hey!
There he is.
Hey, Sean Stellato.
Hey, Domo Arigato, Sean Stellato.
You still text him?
Every once in a while, yeah.
Why?
Because that's how you keep relationships alive.
Hey, Sean, just checking in. How's Tommy doing?
My job is to maintain relationships with good guests that we've had.
Is that it?
The
yeah. I just watched Bill Fichter's kids the other day. They're grown, but I watched them.
Hey, Sean, it's Shane in Chicago. How's your hat doing? Pretty good?
I reach out. Every couple months, I text our good guests.
That's super nice. I would just love to see your text thread with Sean Stellato since he's been on the air.
No.
I would love to know what
because
you
I didn't say he answered.
Okay.
There's a place in my neighborhood that has salted caramel Sean Stellato. It's absolutely delicious.
Yeah, that sounds
good. It's really good.
Taylor Street?
That's where I go.
Dave Watts that in 15 minutes on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.